Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys this Sunday morning, a little earlier than normal, but I've just been too excited. Sometimes I just get too antsy, and I'm just like, man, I got to hit the record button. And the whole goal was to wait till after 10. I know it's the weekend. Some people like sleep, but I'm just like, man, I'm too pumped. This is the first episode of this off-season's roster countdown series. Now, we're changing it up dramatically. And if you've been with the 49ers Rush podcast for a while, we're starting year 10. This is year 7 of our countdown series, which we've been doing this a long time, where in the past, we would do one individual episode per player for all 91 players. It is an absolute mammoth of a project, which it's a passion project. It doesn't get the best views, doesn't like what I don't care. I just love it. And the back and forth with fans and how much, you know, certain people appreciate and love it. I know it's not for everybody, but the whole idea of this is we want you to know everything as much as possible about the back end guys. All 91, and we're going to cover all 91 now. We're changing the way we're doing it, so we'll see how this goes. And so instead of an individual episode for all 91, we're going to kind of combine a lot. So we're going to do 5 players today, 91 through 87. And we're going to kind of shorten it just a little bit. But again, the goal of this entire project is when training camp, whenever preseason, whenever all these things go on, the goal is for the fan experience to increase. And so whenever you see number 67 out there at left tackle and you're like, who the hell is that? You know who that is. You know who the story is. It's Isaac Alacon, who has an incredible story and is an amazing man. And so like that's what we're trying to accomplish with this whole passion project, which the amount of research it takes to do this, I have to be very, very upfront and honest. It's not just me. We have an incredible team here at the 49ers Rush Podcast. Shout out to Josh, Ben, and Zach. You guys know Josh, 49ers faithful forever. Ben, NY Niners. And Zach, he's just Zach. He's the man. But we're putting on a lot of work behind stage so that we can get these done. And so we went through and we ranked individually 1 through 91. And the premise is this. Who has the most or biggest impact for the 49ers this season? It's not about long-term. It's not about 2027. It's not about the future. It's not about any of those. We rank 1 through 91 without seeing what everybody else ranks. We average those together. Then we get 1 through 91. And then we start digging into research. You know, some of these players like Isaac Alacon, who comes in number 91. He's last on this list, but that doesn't make him less important. He's freaking incredible, and his story is amazing. Part of the International Pathway Program. So we're going to be covering Isaac Alacon, Larry Worth III, who just got added to the 49ers roster, Zach Thomas, Junior Bergen, and Andrew Farmer II on today's show. And as the offseason goes, we'll continue doing these. And a big reason why we're changing the process, this year is crazy for Chapman. This insane. One, my oldest son graduates next week. We've got family in town all week. He's moving to Texas to start his firefighter EMT journey, which I'm super pumped about. It's my wife and I's 20th anniversary. I'm going to be taking some time off to take her on a 20th anniversary trip, which I'm pumped about. We're downsizing because now we're empty nesters. So we're moving as well, staying in the Bay Area. We just got a lot of stuff going on. So, that's probably, I'm just being fully transparent here, why it's a little bit shorter. And then on top of that, like, I've never done these live. These were always pre-recorded shows. And then I would just upload them at a later date. But I was like, you know what? Let's try to have a little bit more back and forth. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it doesn't work out. And we return back to the off-air platform and load these up everywhere you watch and or listen. But yeah, I thought, why not? Even though it's early, and I apologize because usually in the past I would wake up and record these at like 6 or 7 in the morning. I'm not going to do that to you. But we'll see what's up. Oh, look at this. 40 Hours Faithful Forever. 90s in the chat. That's Josh. He's the man. He is the hardest worker I know. He is incredible, man. Appreciate you. What's up, Kevin? Yes. Look at this. Hashtag CC. Roster countdown means football is back soon. We're counting them down, baby. Love all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. Thank you, Sin. Appreciate you, Bobo. Love it. Love it. Love it. Bobo says, any possible cap casualties around the league you got your eye on? You know, after June 1st, there's going to be a lot more cuts. So 2 weeks away, because the salary cap designation for future cap hits, you could spread it out over 2 years if you cut somebody after June 1st. Niners have done this historically. I'm not so sure that this roster really has that. They took most of those guys last year and made those decisions a year ago. So I don't see that happening with the 49ers. I really, really don't. The only one that I would kind of, I don't want to say hope somebody loses their job, but Luke Farrell, the tight end, they didn't add one tight end, and George Kittle's coming off one of the major injuries, post 30 years old, Achilles. So, like, dude, that's the shallowest room on this roster is freaking tight end. So that would be the one that I think fans would be like, yeah, let's move on from this. But you didn't draft anybody. You didn't sign anybody. Yeah, you didn't add anybody. There's still a lot of quality tight ends out there on the market that you can pick up, but that would be the only one. Bobo, appreciate the kind words. Says thank you for the hard work from the Rush team. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, everybody, being so kind. What's up, Shannon? Glad that you guys are here. And thank you. Like, because every year we do this and I'm just like, dude, is that worth it? Like, the amount of time and energy that we do this, like, and again, it's always a struggle to decide, like, okay, what are we going to spend our time on? One, I don't want to do what everybody else does. What is nobody else doing? There's a reason why nobody else does this. Because it's a lot. And so I go back and forth, like, man, is that worth the time and effort and research and, good Lord, just making the thumbnails? Like, it's just a lot. But I love the positive feedback. So for those of you like Mitchell, Michelle, thank you guys for the kind words, because that's why we do it. If it's important to y'all, we're going to do it. It's your show, always has been, always will be. And we don't want to make decisions here based on monetary value or any of that stuff. It's not what we're doing. Our goals are to increase the fan experience and to educate. That's what we have been designed to do from the jump. And we want to stay aligned with those pillars. So if this is important for other people, then it's important for us. That's just kind of the way in which we see it. David Njoku is no longer out there. He just signed. So he's gone now, which I really wanted David Njoku at tight end, but that's okay. Notorious, he says, if Juice isn't number one on the roster countdown, we riot. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble. He's not number one, but he's higher than he was. He is higher than he was. And so it's always fun to, once we do this and you see like who the biggest riser, who, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we keep track because we've been doing this for so many stinking years. We started doing the 91 man roster. Then we started giving numbers to them in 2022. So, I mean, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. This is the fifth year of us keeping track of 1 through 91. And it's kind of cool seeing some of the growth because some of these players have been there. Josh also, we do need to get a chart up of biggest jumps up, biggest fallers, all that kind of stuff from last year. Anyway, we'll get to that. So without further ado, and man, thank you. I cannot tell you how much it means for you guys to be with us right now. This is a big deal. So to start the 49ers 2026 roster countdown at number 91. Isaac Alarcon, such a fun player. He's been with the Niners for 3 years now. In 2024, he was 86. Last year, he was 91. This year, 91. And so it's like, man, This guy's been with us for 3 years. He plays left tackle. Why is he not budging? This is an international pathway program player. And what that means is it's an extra player. You get the extra roster spot. And so technically there's 92 players on the roster because of Isaac Alarcon, but we're not counting BA. We're not talking about BA. It has nothing to do with him. This is guys that are going to help the team. So that's why he comes in number 91. And again, once he gets waived, which a little spoiler alert here, Isaac Alarcon is not making the 53-man roster. That's not going to happen. And once he is waived, if he isn't picked up by somebody else, he gets to go on the practice squad as an extra. He doesn't count. He doesn't cost anybody their job. He doesn't cost anybody a roster spot. It's extra. The NFL has chosen this program, and it's huge, especially this year with Mexico City on the schedule. It just increases awareness in areas of the world that perhaps didn't have the brightest light shown on the NFL. And now you're creating ambassadors to go back to these places. And it just, it increases the fandom. And it was crazy. I remember it was Alfredo, right? The big boy who was Mexico City. And whenever we were in Mexico City last time against the Cardinals and he got to walk out of the state, like it was just so cool, man. And you get to talk to the locals and stuff and they would bring up, do you think he's going to get a play? Do you think he's going to get a play? And I was like, no, he's not going to get a play. But it's just a sense of pride. And that's what Isaac Alarcon brings. He's huge. 6'7", 320. He's 27 years old and he wears jersey number 67. You'll see him in preseason. Last year, he had 107 snaps in the preseason games. The year before, 74. So he gets playing time, which I really, really, really like. He went to the Monterey Institute of Technology and Higher Education. That's where he played at college ball. And he was nicknamed the Mexican Juggernaut. Are you kidding me? That's like an all-time name. The Mexican Juggernaut is badass. Born and raised in Monterrey, Mexico, was a member of the 2016 Mexican national team. It was a part of the IPP, the International Player Pathway Program, and was with the Dallas Cowboys. They put him at defensive tackle, and he got snaps in the preseason, didn't really work out, so they waived him. They started him at OT, then they moved him to tackle. They moved on. The 49ers claimed him. They've kept him at left tackle. Hasn't been good, but he looks the part. He's a big dude. I mean, 6'7", 320, like, that's ideal. But he's a practice squad guy only, even after he gets cut. Like, it doesn't count against the 16 practice squad spots. Technically, you get 17. But undrafted, he's going into his sixth season. He's gotten zero snaps. He's not been active for any games in his career. Again, he's got about 180 snaps the last two seasons in the preseason, which he does get preseason work and he does get training camp work because Trent Williams takes off about 2 out of 3 days at this point in his age. Not saying that's a negative, but that does give a lot of snaps to the back end of the roster. And then if another tackle gets hurt, it's like, all right, Isaac, you're the extra practice guy. And the 49ers love him. Like in the locker room and the guys talk about like, when they ask about Isaac Alarcon, everybody lights up. Like, he is just such a good dude that's very thankful to be there. He's on a one-year, $885,000 contract, no guarantees. It's the minimum. And you look at the depth chart, and this is kind of why he's number 91. Just a tackle. Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz, Vidarian Lowe, Brandon Parker, Enrique Clues, Austin Pleasance, Zach Thomas, who we'll talk about later today, and then Isaac Alarcon. He's the eighth tackle. He's the eighth tackle. So, Isaac Alarcon, he is the first on the 49ers rush roster countdown, and such a cool dude. Excited to see. When you see number 67 out there, just know that dude's living a dream. And this is huge for future coaching if he wants to get in that, wants to be an ambassador for the sport, college, go back to Mexico and, you know, advance football. Like, the opportunity that this pathway program creates is nothing but positive. There is no negative to it at all whatsoever. There's not a downside. I love this. I absolutely love this. Oh, look at this. The Notorious JV says, I'm currently wearing my 54 rivalry jersey. I have that jersey as well. I freaking love that jersey. I hope we I wonder what game they're going to wear those this year. I'm sure they will. Man, appreciate you, Josh. Best series around for sure. That makes me happy. Yeah, hit that like button. Yeah, I hate the schedule, J-Dog. I really do hate the way the schedule came out, but that's okay. And right here, he says, going to see you on Dallas. So let me just put this out there. If you are going to any 49ers Rush road trip events, man, I'm super, super pumped. Come party with us. It's going to be a good time. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. That's what's up. And again, we're going to be at five cities this year. We're going to be in Australia. We're going to be in Mexico City. Both of those, we have individual tailgate the day before the game, and we have the rally the day before the game. Both those are up for sale at 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. And we have our all-inclusive packages that are now up for Mexico City and Australia, both of which well over $1,000 below what the NFL is offering for their travel packages, and we include twice as much more. It is incredible, the difference. I get the NFL is the NFL, but we're not going for monetary gain. We're going for building the community. So just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click on any of those Mexico or Australia trips, and you'll see the link for the all-inclusive package if you want to do that. I know a lot of people are wary about traveling overseas internationally in Mexico or Australia by themselves. You're with us. Flight options, fully customizable. You want one or two people in your hotel room. You want upper, lower seats. All that is there. We've carved out everything that you could possibly want. But if you just want the events a la carte and you just want to come to the tailgate or just the rally, that's up there as well. Plus, we will be in Atlanta, we will be in Dallas, and we will be in Seattle as well. We may add one or two future events, but those are up. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Appreciate everybody. Can't wait to see everybody out there. Kimbro, the legend, man. Appreciate your generosity. A Sunday show. It's getting close to football season. Thank you, John, and the faithful. Man, Kimbrough's the best there is. All right, number 90, newest addition to the 49ers roster, Larry Worth the Third. It's a freaking fire name, Larry Worth the Third. It's awesome. And his story is magnificent. And you're like, John, you're talking about the 90th player on the roster. Like, come on, man. Dude, this is a big deal. This was a walk-on in college to Jacksonville State walked on to Jacksonville State, gets a scholarship, transfers to Arkansas. He is a safety convert that's going to be a linebacker for the 49ers, gets invited to the rookie minicamp, and wins a roster spot? Dude, if you ever watched Rudy and got chill bumps, that's Larry Worth III. Dude, a walk-on at Jacksonville State, bro. This guy, unbelievable. And I also, outside of just what he's accomplished, I love this for the roster of the 49ers. Now, they had to cut Milo Eifler to make room for him, which we had 89 on our roster count because we had it ranked, and then that transaction happened. So, like, we were relatively right on that one to start. But imagine the message it sends to the rest of the back-end roster guys. Dude, your spot's not safe. If somebody outworks you, they're taking your damn job. And, like, you don't like people walk around on pins and needles, but you want a meritocracy. This is back-to-back years that the 49ers have awarded a roster spot to a 49ers rookie tryout. Derek Canteen, the safety, who's still with the Niners, by the way. He was last year. He was on the practice squad all year. Hellacious job. Now you got Larry Worth III, who is a linebacker safety hybrid. We can't get away from that. You talk about Jalen Graham. You talk about Fred Warner. Like, there are so many guys. Tatum Bethune kind of did a little bit of that too. D Winters did that. Like, they love the coverage guy that can bulk up and be kind of a hybrid linebacker play. He's 6'4", 226. He's a big dude. 23 years old. Again, was at Jacksonville State for 2 years, then transferred to Arkansas for 2 seasons. And Florida guy, he was a speed guy. He's a wide receiver in high school, 3-star recruit, and walked on at Jacksonville State. Didn't even get, you know, a preferred whatever. Like, he didn't get a scholarship. And his quote was, after his first year, they called him down and gave him a full ride scholarship in front of the team. And he said, quote, "was the best day of my life." Stayed there for another year, then transferred out. And shoot, you mean to tell me we get another Arkansas linebacker? Yeah, sign me up. And Drake Greenlaw's alma mater, right? Like, let's go. Now, at Arkansas, he played safety and nickel backer predominantly. Went undrafted, got invited to the 49ers rookie tryout, and landed a spot. Dane Brugler of The Athletic had him one spot behind Jalen Stroman, who the 49ers did sign as a preferred free agent. He was the last ranked safety that Dane Brugler had. And his quote, this is Dane Brugler's evaluation, quote, "the straight line explosion to fly downfield, which shows on defense, but even more so on special teams," end quote. That's on the Beast. And that's how this guy's going to make the roster. All of these guys probably 60 through 91, if you don't contribute on special teams, you're not making the roster. That is how you get in. That is your ticket through the gate. Special teams. And that's a big deal. And so, man, he's got the body size for it. And again, a lot of the outside special teams roster is built with linebackers, tight ends. That's pretty much it. Some defensive ends. But, like, linebackers and tight ends are what you want because they're bigger bodied, they're more athletic, and they can carry their weight well. Running backs, yeah, for sure, you put them out there. Defensive ends, if they're highly athletic, you put them out there. But, like, linebackers and tight ends, that's what it's all made of. You look at kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt, all that stuff. Linebackers, tight ends. And the 49ers don't have a lot of tight ends, but they do have a lot of linebackers. That's what it is. So if Larry Worth III makes an impact for the 49ers, I'm not putting it outside of him. I doubt that he makes the roster, 53-man. But come on, man. It's going to be in special teams. He ran a 4.6. He's fast, but not a blazer. But he's a big boy, and he's got some coverage versatility, which I think is important. Now, you look at his college kind of career. 38 games, 21 starts, 181 career tackles, 8 tackle for loss, 3.5 sacks, 5 pass breakups, no significant injuries. I do like that. But then you start looking at the depth chart, and it's like, oof, that linebacker room is rough. top to bottom. And usually you only keep five linebackers, all right? So let's count through the depth chart. Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Tatum Bethune, Jaden Duggar, Luke Gifford, Garrett Wallow, Nick Martin, Jalen Graham, Larry Worth. He's nine. You're going to keep five this year. You might keep six just because Luke Gifford's making this roster. He's a Pro Bowl special teamer. He's got to beat out Jalen Graham, Garrett Wallow, and then one more. So that's not even enough. And on top of that, like, roster management and sneaking guys onto the team is very important. The Niners are pretty good at this strategy. Doesn't always work. You always lose some. But every single team not only passed on Larry Worth III in the draft, nobody selected him. They also passed on him as a priority free agent, undrafted free agent. So for the 49ers, they're like, dude, nobody wants this guy. So he's trying to put out there tape. Look, y'all made a mistake. Bring me on as a special teamer. That's what he's going to try to establish through joint practices, training camp, and preseason. But this isn't a player that the 49ers have to, quote unquote, be worried about somebody stealing, because everybody's passed on him in the draft and nobody even wanted him as a free agent. So he gets a 3-year deal, which if you're a priority free agent or he's just a free agent addition, that's kind of the standard 3-year, $3.1 million deal. If he plays out that contract, he'd be a restricted free agent, which we've seen with like Jordan Mason, Matt Breida, Juwan Jennings, you know, all those guys that kind of got, you know, everything after that. So that is our boy, Larry Worth III, and I'm excited. Don't know his jersey number yet, most recent addition, but I'm excited to see Larry Worth out there. I really, really am. Kevin, what's up, Eddie? He says, plan on being in Dallas for the Rush Party with the fam. We had so much fun last year, New Orleans. Yeah, we got him twice out there last year, man. Dallas is going to be a good time. Larry Worth, baby. Yeah, Logan, he played safety. He played nickel. Niners like him at linebacker and special teams. And 4.66 ain't bad. And in today's world, it's like, oh, you don't run a 4.4, you're slow. But this dude's 226, 6.4. And he plays fast. That's what's cool. He plays fast. Special teams, special teams, special teams. Yeah, Ben, we're doing live show countdowns this year. We're going to try it. I don't know how it's going to go. so far, I think we're doing okay. I think we're doing all right. We'll see. I think we're doing all right. All right, let's get to number 89. Zach Thomas, versatile NFL lineman journeyman. One of those guys that hangs around a roster. He's played a lot. He's 27. And he could play multiple spots, which is really, really nice, especially on the practice squad or the scout team, right? So if you don't know what scout team is, so the practice squad, each team gets 16 players that you just get a stash. You can call two of them up a week, whatever else, but they're just practice squad guys. Now, if you're on the practice squad, you're going to be a scout teamer, but a lot of the back end of the roster, back into the 53-man roster, is a scout team as well. Zach Thomas is important for that reason. He's got NFL experience at a lot of different positions. He can play tackle. He can play guard. He's 6'5", 305. That versatile build, that generic, you know, offensive lineman with experience. And you put him on the scout team. So let's say the 49ers are playing, you know, the Chargers this week. Well, Zach Thomas isn't going to get reps with the 49ers offense. He's a scout team guy. He's going to be playing the left guard for the Chargers against the 49ers starting defense. That's his job, and he provides value there because he can play left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard, all those. So if you have injuries or whatever else, hey, Zach, you're now right guard. Hey, Zach, you're now right tackle. Hey, Zach, you're now – and he's got experience. He's been around the NFL. He can play lots of different spots. He wears jersey number 61. He's 27 years old. He's a California kid. Went to Carlsbad High School down in L.A., 3-star recruit in high school. Then, you know, he goes to San Diego State, which the Niners just love San Diego State players. They've had so many of them. The Aztecs, man, it's a pipeline. I don't know how it works, but it works. Now, again, versatile. He was drafted in 2022 in the 6th round by the Bears, pick number 186 overall. And he's played with a lot of teams. He's played with the Bears, the Rams, the Patriots, the Texans, the Colts, now the 49ers, because he checks a lot of boxes. The problem, he's not consistently good. So you get somebody with an NFL traits and pedigree and experience and intellect, just not consistently good to perform game time. He's played 196 career snaps in the NFL, so he's gotten game time experience, but no starts. And again, you know, he's 27 and been with six teams already. 31 starts in college, no significant injuries, best ability, availability. And hanging on, you know, on the back end of a roster has value. It really, really does. Let me see here. I am curious, which I've got to add this too. When we go, this is the problem with doing a live show, is I'm like, oh crap, we forgot this. Which one of my favorite things to do throughout this process is, oops, the internet's crashing. Uh-oh. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Let's come on now. Let's go. Uh-oh. Over the cap. You're killing me. You're killing me. There we go. One of my favorite things to do every single year is just to go through and see, like, man, what are the career earnings of these players? And Zachary Thomas has made $2.4 million by bouncing around being a career practice squad backup tackle. That's awesome. $2.4 million for a guy that, you know, has played 100 snaps, yeah, close to 200 snaps over, you know, his five seasons. That's awesome. And he's on a one-year, $1.4 million contract, no guarantees, probably not going to make the roster because, again, you look at the depth chart of the tackle position, which we already went through once, Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz, Vidarian Lowe, Brandon Parker, Enrique Clues, Austin Pleasants, Zach Thomas, then Isaac Alarcon. Like, he's the seventh tackle. No team's keeping seven tackles. No team's keeping five tackles. This dude's going to have to beat out Pleasants, who played meaningful snaps last year, rookie Enrique Cruz, who was a fifth-round pick, and Brandon Parker, and still might not make the roster because the Niners might only keep three tackles because the roster's so difficult. Like, the 53-man roster this year is going to be difficult. But Zach Thomas can play guard. He can play left tackle. He's going to fill in for Trent whenever he gets his days off. He's going to get work, and you're going to see him out there in the preseason. So when you see number 61, it's kind of a Where's Waldo on the offensive line, because left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard, all four spots he can play. So that's where he is. And that's Zach Thomas. He comes in, man, number 89 for the 49ers. I'm excited about him. You need these guys. Yeah, right here, Logan. Cannot get enough linemen. You just can't. You cannot. What's up, Monkey Boy? Appreciate you, man. Right here, sometimes, Monkey says, sometimes you just need D-grade player that can play multiple positions, break glass in case of emergency. That is exactly what Zach Thomas is. That is exactly what he brings. I do agree with that. I like that. I do like that. Now, anytime you go to a game or a concert, you've got to use TickPick. They're the best in the business. Hey, Niner faithful, if you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right, moving on through our roster countdown. We got two more that we're going to get today. 91, Isaac Alarcon. 90, Larry Worth III. 89, Zach Thomas. Number 88. Draft pick last year, who he was number 88 last year. He's number 88 again this year. Has not moved up or down. I would say had a terrible training camp, had a terrible preseason. Is somehow still on the roster. And I think that is probably the largest, like, man, way to go, Junior Bergen. Somehow you managed to stick around on this roster, get a few, like, I don't know how he did it. But Junior Berge was picked in the seventh round last year as a special teams only player, just a returner. Dude, slow as hell. Yeah, where's jersey number 86? Not a good sign. 5'9", 184. He's already 23 years old. Went to Montana, where Brant Boyer's son was on that team. And Brant Boyer, the special teams coach for the 49ers, said, oh, he's just awesome. My son loves him. And, like, it was a wasted draft pick. But it's a late seventh rounder. Do what you will. Like I don't like drafting special teams-only players at any point. If they can't contribute, and Kyle Shanahan even said he's going to contribute as a special team returner. He was just so slow. Like, going from, you know, Montana, even though they have an amazing program, to the NFL, you just saw it. Yeah, I remember being out there at training camp watching him return punts, and I was like, okay, he can field the punts well. Like, that's a positive. Then they start going over kickoff and kickoff return, and I'm just like, ooh, that dude looks like his feet are in concrete. He's just slow. He can't be a slow returner at 5'9". Like, you got to have size. You got to have power. You got to have agility, which he does have agility. I do not see with this wide receiver room adding, how many wide receivers did they add this offseason? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They added 5. They only keep 5. You added Evans, Kirk, Deshaun Stribling. 100% all three of those are making the roster. And then you added Wesley Grimes and Will Pauling to compete with you. This is kind of a murderer's row. And so Junior Bergen, I get why. I don't get why they took him. But the fact that he's hung around says there's still a little bit of faith in him. Yeah, I'm with you, Logan. Not going to lie, I didn't understand the Junior Bergen pick at all. It was just kind of a throwaway. It went to Billings High School. He has 8 siblings. He was quarterback at high school, which is cool. Transitioned to wide receiver at Montana. And, like, he's well-developed. Like, he's tiny. He's 5'9", 184. But, like, you see, dude spends time in the weight room. Like, he is stout for 5'9", 184. Like, he's well-defined. Works out. Has the explosiveness. Just no speed. Just no speed. and the fact that he was a return specialist in college at FCS level, that's trouble. Like, they just use him for screens and stuff as a wide receiver gadget guy. But he broke the record for most punt return touchdowns in FCA history with 8. Like, dynamic. Awesome. Yeah, he's been terrible since he's been with the 49ers. Drafted the 7th round last year, 252 overall. Ran a 4.52, which that's not slow, but you just see him out there, and it's just like, come on, man, go. Like, and, you know, didn't see any real action last year for the 49ers. Now, the preseason was terrible. He got 4 punt returns for 38 yards. Not good. One of his returns had 28 yards, which was awesome. He muffed a punt. 6 returns for 128 yards. That's 21 yards per return. In this style, in this format, that is terrible. He had 1 reception on 3 targets and for 1 yard. Doesn't bring anything to the receiver room. And one of his drops led to an interception in the preseason. Like, it's hard. Unless he wins a job outright as a kickoff returner. And can the Niners even do that with somebody that can't help in the wide receiver room? Like, are you going to cut Jordan Watkins? Are you going to cut Jacob Cowing? Are you going to cut your 2 undrafted free agents, all for a guy that just returns kicks and punts? If he's a game changer, cool. There has been nothing to suggest so far that Junior Bergen is going to be a game changer at this level, like, at all. I'm not even sure he really helps you with the scout team. There's not a lot of guys like this in the NFL. And, like, guys like Jacob Cowing, who have similar size, runs a 4.3. Dude's 2/10 of a, you know, faster with better hands, better route running. So, like, you have Wesley Grimes, Will Pauling, who I like, by the way, and they paid to get them priority free agents. I don't know, man. He's got a 1-year deal because he got cut. You know, he didn't make the 53-man roster last year, so he lost his rookie deal. He gets brought back on a 1-year deal. No guarantees. He had $101,000 guaranteed last year. Got cut. They brought him back on the practice squad. Now, he made, just being on the practice squad with his guaranteed money, $335,000 last year. So if you want to know, like, what does an NFL practice squad player make, which he was on it for the entirety last year, about 300 grand. And that's playing every day in full pads against Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and all those guys and just getting beat to a pulp. Like, you're a practice dummy. That's just what you are. But, you know, didn't get elevated any games. Now, he did get that $101,000 guaranteed money. So really, you got to subtract that. So a practice squad, if you're just on a practice squad player for the entire year, never get called up, never play, you make about 230 grand a year if you're on it for the entirety of the season. He got that little extra juice, which I do like being a draft pick. Now you go through the depth chart. Oh, geez. Remember, the Niners keep five. This year they might keep six. Mike Evans, Ricky Pearsall, Christian Kirk, Sean Stribling, Jordan Watkins, Jacob Cowing, DeMarcus Robinson, Malik Turner, Junior Bergen. That's eight, but you've got guys coming for you. Wesley Grimes, Will Pauling, Colton Dowell. All those guys are going to be ahead of Junior Bergen on the wide receiver depth chart. Junior Bergen's just got that return ability. That's the one thing that's like, all right, how does Junior Bergen make this roster? You got to dazzle some punt returns, and you can't bobble one. You can't bobble one. And you don't tackle in practice. You do in the preseason games. So, like, that's where you've got to shine. As a punt returner, kick returner, you got to. I even if the Niners say, you know what, we want Junior Bergen to be our kickoff punt returner, I still don't think that he makes the roster. I think the Niners are fine cutting him because he could have been claimed at any time last year off the practice squad. Nobody did. I think he could be a guy that you cut, stash on your practice squad, call up for one or two games, and then if he does something, then he makes the roster. But, like, even if he does win that job, I still don't see Junior Bergen making the 53-man roster. Cut, clear waivers, bring him back, practice squad, elevate him a couple times. I think that's about it. And, no, he has not played one snap in the NFL. He did in the preseason, but it was bad. Right here, Eric, he says they keep Junior Bacon Cheese Bergen. I like that name. But let go of Sky Moore. Sky Moore got paid, man. Like, I think the 49ers liked Sky Moore, but they went after players that were going to help in the wide receiver room. Sky Moore did not do that. And so I think that that's kind of, you know, part of the issue there. If that makes sense. So, yeah, I think that they wanted to keep him, but dude, you're that wide receiver room. It's rough. It is rough, man. And somebody got to make it, but yeah, it's tight. It's tight. All right, here we go. Let's get to our last player on today's roster countdown. Number five, he comes in number 87, Andrew Farmer II. He's an edge player, defensive end, 6'4", 250, ideal build, a little small. But, like, man, he's got the build that the Niners like. He's a depth piece and a practice squad, you know, kind of scout team stud. That's what he is. Like, Andrew Farmer II gives the starting offensive tackles a really good look because you're playing against a 6'4", 250 dude that's 26 years old. And I mean, like, he has played in the NFL. He hasn't seen action in a long time, but he's been with the Chargers, he's been with the Broncos, he's been with the 49ers. He's played in the NFL. He's 26 years old. Wears jersey number 50, which I like that. I like that's clean. Went to Lane College, the Dragons, baby. You know, from Florida, played multiple positions in high school, wasn't highly recruited, so he goes to Lane College. Not a lot of Lane College to the NFL pipeline. Was undrafted, priority free agent 2023. And just bounce around, playing, you know, preseason games, practice squads, all that stuff. He's been with three teams. The 49ers brought him on late in the process, so he wasn't part of our roster countdown series because he wasn't with the Niners until back end of training camp. So this is our first time covering Andrew Farmer II. But, you know, he got cut by the 49ers for the initial 53. They brought him back on the practice squad. And, you know, runs a 4.7. He's got good athleticism, good height, good speed, good weight. He's got the traits to be an NFL player. Just hasn't cracked the ceiling yet. Now, back in 2023, he played in 8 games, but hasn't seen any real action since. But, like, this is a guy that has played. He's got the build that you like. Been with the Chargers, Broncos, 49ers. Like, he's been around the block a little bit. But, you know, last year for the 49ers in the preseason, he counted for 2 tackles, never was elevated for a game, no significant injuries. Like, this is what it takes to hang around NFL rosters. You get injured, you're done. These back guys, like, literally, if you're in the 70s or 80s, you get injured, your career is over. You can't. Like, and so you're there because they need you to get practice reps against their starters and to give starters breaks and to work special teams. You're a practice dummy. You get injured, we can't hit you, we're going to get somebody else we can hit. You're not that valuable. You know, your top-end players, when they get injured, which if you're a 49ers fan, happens all the damn time, you can be patient and wait. These guys, you can't be patient with. And, you know, he's got a 1-year, $1 million deal, no guarantees. His career earnings, just under $1 million. He's got 780,000 career earnings. Shout out to Josh. He updated that real time. Josh, you're a freaking stud. He updated that real time on our Google sheet. He's freaking, beast. He's number one on my list. But listen to this depth chart at the edge position. And again, you keep 5 or 6. That's it. Nick Bosa, Mikael Williams, Keon White, Sam O, Romello Height, Cam Sample, Mikael Kamara, Bradley William King, Andrew Farmer. He's nine. Top 5 spots are locked in whatever order you want to. Bosa, Williams, White, Sam O, Romello Height, 100% making this roster. You might only keep those 5. And so you've got Cam Sample, Mikael Kamara, Bradley William King, Andrew Farmer II, fighting for a spot that might not even exist. And like, the upside is, man, you're fighting for a practice squad spot right now. Even if there is an injury, the 49ers got cap room, they're going to bring somebody in. Like, and that would be the hard conversation, right? Like, I've been a coach, and, you know, we would always have, you know, one-on-one meetings with our players before the season and after the season, and you would just be honest with them. And you have to be brutally honest. Dude, keep working. This is where you can get. We see you doing this. Like, but sometimes you got to tell guys, like, are you sure you want to play football? Like, it's different in high school. You're going to be a senior next year. We want you a part of our team. We want you here. But just understand, you are not going to be starting for us. Like, so you're going to be a senior, not getting playing time. We love you. We want you a part of our family. But I would hate for you to think you're going out, like, it's just not going to happen. You're 5'10", 180 pounds, and you play defensive end. I'm sorry, buddy. Like, you're not going to play wide receiver because you run a 4.8. Like, sometimes those conversations happen. And, I mean, this is a player that's, you know, made $780,000, and dude's just getting beat on every day. But Andrew Farmer, fun player. Lane College? Are you kidding me? How cool is that? Number 87. So, our first installment of the 49ers 2026 roster countdown is in the books. I think we did okay. And again, the goal is you walk away from this understanding Isaac Alarcon, understanding Andrew Farmer, Larry Worth III, Zachary Thomas, Junior Bergen. Like, you know more about these guys. That is what this is all about. And I really hope you guys enjoyed this. Look at this, a couple comments before we bolt out the door. Bid says, who are our options at kick punt return? I forgot that we let Sky walk. Man, you're talking Jordan Watkins, Deshaun Stribling, maybe, Jacob Cowan. You might even put Ricky Pearsall back as punt returner. I know the injury scares, like, that's a lot, but that's Wesley Grimes, Will Pauling, Junior Bergen, Colton Dowell. You've got guys, and then also the running backs. Like, that is a new addition to the kickoff rule changes. Like, you had Brian Robinson out there last year, and he did awesome. Now, Isaac Garrido, God no, fumble issues, runs into the back of his players. Isaac Garrido's done. But Kalen Black, maybe. You know, Jordan James, maybe. There's some options. Now, they're kick returners, not going to be punt returners, probably. But it's going to be rough. You're not getting a stud back there. I want Jordan Watkins to win it, personally. I would want Jordan Watkins as my punt returner and Jacob Cowling. Like, one of you guys. You're both not making the roster, by the way. Who wants it? And shout out to Ant of 40 Hours Cutback. He's like the Joker scene where he breaks the pool stick and he's like, we're looking for aggressive expansion. Like, one of you guys got to make it. Figure it out. Like, it is a battle to the death. The other one's gone. But I would want Jordan James and whoever wins out of Jacob Cowing or Jordan Watkins as my two kick returners. And I would want Jordan Watkins or Jacob Cowing as my partner. I might put Ricky Pearsall back there. I might put Ricky, because now you're not as dependent. Because even if Pearsall got hurt, God forbid, happens all the time, you'd still have Mike Evans, Christian Kirk, Deshaun Stribling, DeMarcus Robinson. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, where you had no wide receiver options last year, now you have a plethora. Plethora? Could it be El Guapo? like you have that wide receiver room went through transformation like nobody's business. So, but yeah, it's still not good. Logan. Andrew Farmer seems like someone who in practice can give starting offensive linemen a run for the. That's exactly why you got him. 6'4", 250 is hard to find. 26 years old. He's got experience. He's been around. Knows what to do. Knows what not to do. Like, that's a big deal. No one Garrido returning anything ever. What's up, Katie? Appreciate you, man. Glad you're here. Logan, I'm with you here. Says, mark my words, Chapman, Mikhail Kamara will make this roster. You know, I was on with Larry on KMBR the other day. And, dude, we just talked about Mikhail Kamara. Like, he just looks it. He really does. Now, it's rookie OTAs, you know what I mean? Like, or now it's OTAs. But, yeah, I'm telling you right now, Mikhail Kamara, like, if you would have took Mikhail Kamara in the fifth round instead of Enrique Cruz or, you know, Carver Willis or Ephesians Price, I would not have been upset. Like, I am a Mikhail Kamara fan. He doesn't fit the prototypical speed edge guy, but you got that with Romello. Kamara's just an all-around defensive end. He's Andrew Farmer on steroids, right? Yeah, and so that's what it is. No, my man. What's up, buddy? If no rush road trip, I'm not coming to New York. But if you party in L.A., I will consider flying over. Now, no, I would be very sad if I don't get to see you, man. We are in the works to possibly set up an L.A. trip. Because you play the Chargers. We were planning on going down there, but then they made it a Thursday night game. Schedule screwed us up, man. And I understand that people are really upset whenever we're not making it out to certain cities, and I apologize for that. I really wish I could. But you know, I got to balance family stuff, and you know, we were in New York last year. That was a taxing trip. I had a great time, and it was amazing seeing everybody. But like, that was a rough one for Chapman. I ain't gonna lie. But we are gonna try to set something up for the Chargers. But it would probably just be a tailgate party. That would be it, because I don't want to do a Wednesday night thing. And so, like, I'd probably fly down, like. Anyway, y'all don't care about that, but we're in the works of adding the Chargers just day of, because there's so many Niner fans down there, and I know they need a place to go. And so it'd be like a 4 to 5 hour tailgate special. We would just roll two parties into one, and you take Thursday off and you just come have a good time. SoFi's such a good time anyway. And we're also in the works of possibly adding one or two home games off of the 49ers property, so they can't tell me no. yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. Monkey Boy, off season begins. Yes. Josh, thank you, man. Amazing start. I love it. Who's next? Next five? Going to have to wait and see. That's a little bit of a teaser, they call that in the business, which I am terrible at. I am terrible at that. Yeah, Dale says right here, don't break Ricky on a punt. I value special teams a lot. I'm not saying I want Ricky Pearsall back there. He was returning punts all last year, by the way, like at practice. Like, he's in the rotation. I really hope Watkins or Cowan comes away and just dominates that, man. Oh, just take that freaking job. You guys are the best. Hopefully you enjoyed the first installment of the 2026 49ers roster countdown. Again, thank you so much to Josh, Ben, and Zach, the team, killing it. And, man, we're going to be doing kind of one of these a week. We still got our other content coming, and we got our best of series we're adding to the, you know, whatever. And if you guys want to support the show, go to the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. We've got breakdowns up on every single rookie. I've got one more that I've got to get done. That's going to be on Cruz, Enrique Cruz Jr., and we're just going to keep adding to that. So if you want to learn about football, the49ersrush.com and our Patreon. We also have a Zoom hangout coming in the next 2 weeks. I got to set a date for that one where, man, that's my time to listen to you. We do it once a month. Go sign up. We got a 7-day free trial up right now. The49ersrush.com and our Patreon. That's how I feed the family. That's how I pay the bills. So if you like what we do here, that's the best way to support. We have things down from $2 all the way up to a lot. If you really want to support us, we'll take whatever we get. But we appreciate you guys. You are the absolute best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.